Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, yes, yes. The start of a long day. But it should be fun at the end of this day. We will take it right almost to the midnight hour, although the Eagles could have it wrapped up an hour before the midnight hour. And if they don't, I might be a little surprised if they don't have it wrapped up. Not that they won't win the game, but we'll talk about that. But before we do anything and talk about the Eagles, I just want to make one comment. And I want to dedicate my show today to a man that, you know, a lot of the young people probably don't know, but he was legendary, iconic. He was of the fiber, a big fiber of Philadelphia, and he passed away the other day, and that would be Jerry Blavitt. I knew Jerry when I was a kid, early in the business. Worked with him, did things with him, became friends with him, and he was a terrific and a wonderful and always an upbeat guy. And I want to dedicate this show today to Jerry Blavitt, and hopefully this day ends with an Eagles win for all that. So just wanted to mention that. Wonderful, 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 terrific guy. And so many people that knew him know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, let's move on. And it's an Eagles Saturday, not an Eagles Sunday, not an Eagles Monday, not an Eagles Thursday. It's an Eagles Saturday. And I don't know if I like Saturday games, but if you look at the positive, that means the Giants had one less day to prepare. Where the Eagles coming off the bye week. Those bye weeks are really, really, really important for teams. And when you play for that, it really has a benefit at the end, and we should see, some of the things on why that bye week benefits a team. And the same thing with Kansas City, who has the bye. Only one bye in each conference now. But why are the Eagles going to win? You know, you look at that and you ask yourself the question. You know, Giants fans, you know, certain fans around the league that are losers. The worst losers we know are the Cowboys. Those fans are the absolute worst, you know, this scourge of the earth, the cockroaches of the world. But the Giants fans are irrational, rude, obnoxious. So we can go after them too. But why are the Eagles going to win? Well, there's one simple fact. They are a better team than the Giants. Now, the best team doesn't always win. They have a better offensive line. They have a better quarterback. The running backs aren't as important. And Saquon Barkley obviously is the better running back. But running backs don't run that much anymore. For all those people that whine, gotta run the ball, gotta run the ball, just shut up. When they murdered the Giants and destroyed them, they passed 24 times in the first half. I think it was 17 out of 24, Jalen Hurts. And then the second half, they ran the ball because they had a big lead. Oh, they had 200 yards rushing. But so what? That's not why they won the game. So, but the Giants have a better running back. Eagles have better wide receivers. Eagles have a better defense. When you go down, you check off the list, and the Eagles are so much better in every area. I think the Eagles, matter of fact, I know the Eagles have a better defensive coordinator, although Wink Martindale gets all this juice and energy from people. Another one of their grumpy people on their coaching staff. The head coach is grumpy, no sense of humor. Wink Martindale, no sense of humor. And he blitzes a lot. Oh, fans love the blitz. Oh, they love the blitz. So the Eagles are better in almost every area of the game. You know, it's pretty simple to say, but turnovers change a game, especially in the playoffs. The Eagles have zero turnovers. There's absolutely, positively not one little bitty chance that they lose the football game. So why do they win the game? Because they're better. And I've got it. It annoys me when I hear some of the morons on the air. And I'll let you choose who the morons are, whether it's callers, whether it's people that work for WIP. And they're still talking about, oh, Jalen Hurts is hurt. And they run some soundbite from some bozo who works, I don't even know where she works now, ESPN, some, sensationalist. Oh, his shoulder's tender. He's not on the injury list. He's fine. He had an injury at the beginning of the injury, and I really couldn't say anything because when you're told something in confidence, you keep it in confidence. And I was told Jalen Hurts was probably going to be out 2 weeks. He was out two games. And he's fine. Now, he's still got to play well. And all right, let me kind of correct another misnomer of nonsensical BS. Well, he didn't do anything the last game. Well, there's reasons he didn't do anything the last game. First off, obviously, there's no reason to put him at risk with running RPOs and running the football. But the other thing, and coaches, and the Giants coach did the right thing by not playing anybody and not showing anything, because if they beat Minnesota, it was already locked in that they would have played the Eagles, because the Eagles were going to win the game. We knew that they were going to win the game, and the Giants knew that. So it was already locked in, they'd play them. So why do you show anything? That same thing goes for the Eagles. Why do you run plays that you may want to run if you played them again and there was a good chance you would play them again? Everybody knew that Minnesota sucked and they were a fraud, a 13-win fraud. We knew that. That's why I liked the Giants all last week, because Minnesota sucks. And it's another thing. So the last game, let's throw that away. Oh, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts can't do anything. They didn't want to do anything. I mean, it's just, and let's correct another misnomer. Giants are hot coming in. They are, huh? Giants were 7-2 to start the season and won three whole games the second half of the season. Three games. Three. And even and even Giants fans can count the three, because they have five fingers on one hand. Even Giants fans can count the three. Three whole wins the second half. Three. So how are they? Are they hot coming in? Because they beat a bad Minnesota team? It's like the stinking Cowboys. They beat the Little Sisters of the Poor in Tampa. Tom Brady, who looks like he's 167 years old now. I mean, give me a break. So you got to look at everything. That's why Cowboys fans said, you know, oh, Cowboys, they beat Tampa. Yeah, who'd they beat? Tampa. They beat, at best, a Division III team. That's who they beat. So, you know, you got to look at the realities of what is actually going on and what is happening. Today is an anniversary of a big game, and we'll touch on that throughout the show. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. And during the show, I'm going to ask you what prop bets you like. I got this sheet here from the Borgata Racing Sportsbook. And the prop bets. One, I kind of like Daniel Jones passing yards over or under 216.5. That number's telling me something. Telling me it's going to be an under. I kind of like the under in that prop bet. But there's others. Passing touchdowns, 1.5 for Daniel Jones. Jalen Hurts, passing yards, 246.5, which is an interesting number. Miles Sanders rushing yards, 66.5. Jalen Hurts rushing yards, 50.5. You know, and then you got A.J. Brown receiving yards, 71.5. Devontae Smith is 64.5, the over-under. A.J. Brown receptions, 5.5, over-under. So some interesting prop bets here at the Borgata Race and Sportsbook. Boston Scott touchdown at 350. Where did you see that? Was that one of the – is that on Borgata's? MGM. Oh, bet MGM. Okay. Yeah, because everybody – Boston Scott, a giant killer. You know, people are going to take that. I would take that, but now that Jalen Hurts is healthy, if they're 1 yard out, probably going to be a quarterback sneak. So that kind of is the reason for that number. All right. By the way, our question today, not by the way, it's part of the show. Our question today, to give you a chance to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, where if you're getting a whole bunch of people together and you're partying to watch these games, what better place to get all the good, good, good food than DeBruno Brothers? Plenty of locations, so you can make sure that at any one of their six locations, you can get some really good food. Now, you won't have the gift certificate to get the food yet, but you can do it at another time. All right, here's the question. The best moments in Eagles-Giants games. Your best moment in an Eagles-Giants game can be a playoff game, it can be a regular season game. And I know people are going to take the punt returns, but I might lean, if somebody doesn't come up with something really good, I might lean that way, but I don't make the choice anyway. It's Kyle Quinn and Bill Matz make the choice. But that's the question to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers. All right, let's go to the phones before we I'll give you the numbers, which you already know them. I don't have to give them, you know, 15 to 20 times every 15 minutes. Give it once each segment. But you have it in your speed dial. 215-592-9494. It's always so nice here at the Borgata, so it's a nice, great day. A day of playoff football, and it will be a really good day for Eagles fans. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, my condolences for Jerry Blavitt. What a
He was a friend, but, you know, there's a lot of people that that knew him and knew what kind of person he was, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, on a first of all, I want to start off with a positive note, and then I'm going to get into the crazy stuff.
Okay.
Eagles are going to win tonight. I can't even argue any of your points. I'm an Eagles fan. We're just better than them, unless we do a lot of turnovers and do something stupid. But I have confidence in Nick Sirianni. And one side comment: Why wasn't that moron from San Diego coach fired? That was a disgrace.
There's so many mistakes he made in that game.
Has that general manager? He won't fire him.
Maybe the ownership is cheap. I mean, they have so much money, but maybe he doesn't want to pay the coach for two or three more years.
Well, I wouldn't. And I know you would probably get rid of him.
You'd have to move on. That can happen. That just can't happen.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Here's my point. And then I have my Eagles-Giants moment. My point is, and I'm going to emphasize, you know I hate I'm on board. Prescott, most overrated player in the NFL and maybe
not the most overrated, but he is certainly overrated for sure.
That's my opinion, and I appreciate what you say. But when they lose to the Niners, I do not want to hear on ESPN and NFL Network, and I think we're going to hear it, all the excuses that they make for this guy. And I don't know if he's got pictures of somebody, but it's excuse after excuse after excuse. Mr. Turnover Machine. I still don't get it. Howard, are these people told?
Wait a minute.
I don't think they're stupid NFL people. Are they told by their network people because of advertising and ratings not to say that? Because you know what I would say if I was that? I said, no, I'm giving my opinion, just like you give your honest opinion. And if they don't like it, tough luck. Any comment on that?
And what do you want me to say?
It's the truth. And Susie Culver really, really disappoints me because I saw a couple of weeks. She's like, oh yeah, you're a Philadelphia person. You can't speak up and say something. Come on, it's just ridiculous too as well. I'm sorry. I just can't stand the whole Dallas Dak Prescott.
Well, but that's what ESPN does. They kiss Jerry Jones' rear end.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question? Will there be something in our lifetime, 20 years, whatever it is? I think you're going to live to be at least 350, at least. All right?
Okay.
Well, because you'll have a good life and you're a good man. But when will this infatuation and high ratings of Dallas ever go away? It's been 30 years. It's been the 60s when they were dominant. But they're... It's over.
Now, I don't think it'll ever go away because the parents, the ill-advised parents, it's bad parenting because then their kids become Dallas fans too.
And I don't like this team and you don't like them. New England won all those championships. Now, I could understand that.
They were in an easy division. That's so... I mean, Tom Brady was really, really good at one time.
Why didn't Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is a good coach, but overrated. Yeah. All right, what's your best Eagles Giants?
I got it. And this is an old one: the Joe Pisarcik fumble, where they started the
That was 77, I think, 1977.
If that's too far back, I got another one. But
we'll stick with that.
You're the best, Mike, friend.
All right,
take care.
Thanks. All right, let's go to Mike. You're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing today, Howard?
Never had a bad day in my life.
There you go.
Yep.
Listen, I don't think it's going to be a problem beating these guys. I think they're overrated. Yeah, Jones is playing better. But let me tell you, if we're healthy, I look back at the first game. It wasn't even a game.
Yeah, I mean, those things happen, but the Giants are a better team than they were last year. I don't know that they're a better team now than they were the first half of the season. You know, you hear Giants fans. I heard one here last night. I mean, it's just, they had injuries. So does every team have injuries? Every team has injuries. That's not an excuse. The Giants are a better team than they were last year. But... the Eagles are a better football team.
Now, I know you're a fan of the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator.
Yes.
What do you think about the play calling this week, tonight?
You need to pass the ball to score points, and you need to score points to win the game. That's a pretty simple dynamic. And then when you get up on a team... you know, you'll mix in the run. These people that want run, run, run. It's the 70s are over. This 3 yards is Bronco Nagurski nonsense. This 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, it stopped. The fields are too nice to have a cloud and dust, so we don't see that anymore. Stop already. Stop with this run, run, run. Well, you got to have a 50-50 ratio. The reason you get that is you get a big lead, and then you run the ball to run the clock. Stop. You know, Miles Sanders is a very good back. Saquon Barkley is a very good back, right? How many times did he run last week and they beat Minnesota? How many times did he run? Do you know that?
Well, I don't know. But
okay, nine. He ran nine times. If that was Philadelphia, if that was Philadelphia, it would start at 6 a.m. in the morning, and it would be just it would be a crime. It'd be a felony. Oh, you're only running Saquon Barkley. Well, we won the game. Well, it doesn't matter. Saquon Barkley's got to run more than nine times. It's the way the game has evolved. The game is different than it used to be. Stop with all this run, 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 run.
But can I ask you, don't you think they have to use Scott a little bit more, especially against
who's
the
your
Giants?
Best who's why? Because he's a Giant
because
killer?
He's been successful.
Oh, yeah.
He has been successful.
It's been situational type stuff. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Your best back is Miles Sanders. You will mix in Boston Scott. But your best back is Miles. Run him more. You need to pass to score. You need to score to win. Is that a simple dynamic?
Well, it is. But
okay. I'm trying to simplify it for everybody here.
But I also think on the passing side, you got to get Goddard involved in the game.
Well, and Goddard will be involved in the game. You know,
well,
you have to wait.
So
wait, hold it. He was out for 5 weeks. Remember that he was out for 5 weeks with an injury. He was involved before he got hurt. And then I think they have two pretty good wide receivers. Who are those guys? Isn't there a guy named A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? There's another guy. I almost forgot their names because you want Dallas Goedert. Come on, man. It's okay. R-E-L-A-X.
All right. Well, like I said, I don't have a problem. I think this will be a blowout. Really do.
Well, it'll be a double-digit game. The Eagles win by double digits. All right, what's your best Eagles-Giants moment?
I'm going to say the field goal to beat the 62-yard field goal to beat the Giants to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but it was a 61-yard field goal.
Or 61.
Yeah, that's all right. You want to give Jake Elliott another yard, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that was in 2017, I believe.
Yes.
Super Bowl year. That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. All right, Mike. 215-592-9494. And we're going to take a little time out here. We'll get back to you. A lot of people on the line. We'll get to you. Let me see if there's a Giants fan on. I haven't seen any of those losers yet, but I'm sure one of those losers will pop in. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata. The time now is 8:23.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.